Hey guys, as you can see, this is a different type of podcast episode. Right now, Ben is still recovering from his swollen cheeks and swollen gums because he got his wisdom teeth taken out last week, so he couldn't record a podcast episode for this week. But you guys really loved our episode with Andrew and Phoebe. So we actually talked for an hour and a half, and this is the extra parts where we discussed a little bit more about life and assimilation, and we also talked about privacy rights in terms of social media and how that affects us. Hope you like this episode. We'll be back next week. We'll be recording one this weekend, and we'll be back with another episode interviewing another person this weekend. So hope you guys are treating yourself. Hope you guys are staying safe. Hope you guys are doing all right. And see you guys soon. Peace. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, the first section, the first 3 minutes is going to talk about a segment called the All-In Challenge, something that we recorded during our first episode, but we cut out because of time, and we didn't think it was right to put in there, so we're just going to add it into this episode at first. And then we're going to head on to the conversation that I had with Phoebe and Andrew. Peace.
So Ben, can you describe to the listeners what exactly is the All-In Challenge?
Oh, the all-in challenge. I love the all-in. I love the all-in challenge. So this is a new thing that's happened over Zoom. So the head of Fanatics,
Zoom.
Not Zoom. Yeah, I'm so caught up in Zoom University. I forgot. Since quarantine, this is a new thing created by the CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin. And it's basically all different celebrities and athletes and just really famous people creating these experiences for you to bid on.
Once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Like, these experiences are crazy.
And something that you couldn't buy. It's all donated to Meals on Wheels and I think Food for America or something like that. It's all about getting food for people, and it's these crazy experiences like sign a one-day contract with the Dallas Mavericks and play in the game, or have dinner with
Tom
Brady.
It's not just about sports, right?
No, it's not just about sports.
Like being in a Martin Scorsese's film, or
being
something.
Being in a Martin Scorsese film, or like film a music video.
Walk the red carpet with Kevin Hart or something like that.
It's go partying with Drake in LA. It's crazy. Some of them are just $10. All you have to do is give $10 and you get entered. And then some of them are auctions where like those get really expensive, but it's really sick. It's the greatest experiences that you could think of.
Yeah. I hope they like release the people who actually won the award.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the challenges have already, like, the dates have already expired. But like, if you guys go and check Fanatics, I think it's called Fanatics.
Yeah, allinchallenge.com.
Oh, okay, allinchallenge.com. If you go check that out, you guys will.
It's so amazing to me.
What type of challenges are available for you guys to be part of? Yeah.
It was such a brilliant idea because people, like, obviously people like to donate because it's a great thing to do. But when people feel like, even though they're probably not going to win, when people feel like they might be getting something for what they're donating, like, they're so much more apt to do it. And so it was just such a great idea to raise money. And they've already raised like $30 million.
Yeah, I think like celebrities who are being part of this and being part of the All-In Challenge is like they're doing their part, you know? They don't
exactly
have to do
activism. Like celebrity activism.
Where's LeBron's All-In Challenge, bro?
no comment.
He's been LeBron James has been nominated multiple times. And that's a one challenge that Ben has been waiting for, right? And so, where's his challenge, bro?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, because LeBron is very good at celebrity activism, and I have nothing to say about this. Let's move on. So another topic that we wanted to talk about, which is completely different from everything we've talked about so far, is the idea of privacy rights. So with the advancement of technology and big tech companies are sort of listening into looking at your Google searches and your messages, Facebook can see your Messenger messages, and also there's been speculation that they can listen into your conversations through your computer and through your phone. So I want to get your thoughts on like the ethics of that and where you think the line should be drawn.
I think my like initial thought about it is that it's just completely unethical, and that it's a huge infringement of privacy. And like with my experience of, I guess like if I'm thinking back to the experiences that I've had, like so many times I'll be having a conversation over FaceTime, and then literally the next day I'll have ads popping up about it. It just happened 2 days ago where I was on FaceTime with someone talking, and like Oreos came up, and we talked about it for like 5 seconds, and then the next day I kept on getting YouTube ads about Oreos. Wow. And stuff like that happens all the time. Like, it's happened with like certain shoe brands and things like that, and I think it's crazy. And especially you know, I guess if we were like super super bothered about it, the solution would be, okay, like don't rely so much on these devices. But I feel like in this day and age we just have to rely so much on these devices that we're kind of stuck in a spot where we can't just stop using it. So are we gonna have to live with the fact that all our conversations are being listened in on, you know? And that's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, let me just tackle this, that one idea about cookies and like how, mm-hmm. how they're like listening in on you. And like,
what you mean, like cookies as in Oreos, or like cookies as in like browser cookies?
Like the tech cookie.
Okay, the tech cookie.
The tech cookie. All right. The thing about that is like, I really don't understand. Like, okay, let me just say like a few points for either side. So I think, I guess, obviously, you would want like Google making these kind of suggestions, because now you're, you know, put on to more things that you might like. But at the same time, you know what you like, and for them to, you know, kind of guide you in that path, or that, you know, more like a tunnel, let's be honest, it is kind of like limiting your freedom of discovery.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, but also it's just pushing like consumerism so much more.
Yeah,
and to me, when I think about this, I don't just think about the ads. I'm thinking about, so if these companies are listening into my conversations, like, I know it's predominantly to create ads, but like, what else are they doing with this information? What else are they doing with my conversations? And I personally feel like it's an invasion of like privacy and an infringement on our rights. But I mean, I don't know the details and the actual laws about that. Mm-hmm. But I was saying this to Addy, and he was talking about, well, then you're giving up your rights in the terms of service, and how you're not paying for these services. So stuff like Facebook and Instagram, like, you're getting it for free. So there has to be some sort of cost somewhere.
But I feel like that the price we have to pay shouldn't come in terms of our privacy.
I agree.
In our conversations, our private conversations.
I agree, but at the same time, I'm like, do I really want to pay actual money for Instagram and Facebook? Not really.
I guess I just don't feel like it should be a question of either paid social media where you're not being listened to, or free social media where all your conversations are being listened to. I feel like those are completely just different issues that, where they're really able to take advantage of us because of how much these platforms are used.
Yeah, let me, wait, can I please jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know you're supposed to talk, but I think there's a fallacy here. I think when you talk about costs, like, what are we really talking about? Like, if you're talking about...
you're talking about practice.
You're talking about practice, not the game.
Not the game.
No, but, like, when you talk about costs, right, Facebook is not, you know, inherently, Facebook is not supposed to, like, impose a cost on you. You know, it's a service. They make money. We know they make money. They make money through ad service, right? So when you're talking about, you know, a theoretical cost on Facebook, why would there even be a cost in the first place?
Addy, I want to hear what you have to say about this, because you talked a lot about cost when we talked about this last time.
Look, okay, first off, we all know that our privacy has been taken away from us, right? Kind of. We know that they're tracking our search history. They know we're even chatting. I even sent a message to Drew. Even on Facebook Messenger, if you guys are checking, there is a place where you can say secret conversation, go to secret conversation, where that there is end-to-end encryption where, like, Facebook can't take your information from that. Regular Facebook messages are being tracked. And it's all just profiling you. Now, knowing this, are you, Andrew, Phoebe, Ben, are you guys going to get off Facebook or Instagram right now? Are you going to, like, because you know they're taking away your privacy? No, right? The thing is, like, if it was, there are paid subscriptions for email, right? Even Gmail is not as secure as people think it is. There are paid subscriptions where there's end-to-end encryption where you can send me emails, and there's also messaging services, yet we don't use that because of the convenience that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those, like, social media apps give. Now, you're saying that if there already are ads on that website, why do they need to, take away our privacy? Like, if I'm giving out a basketball ad, if I want to sell my basketball shoes, and it's going to go onto this Facebook website, like, I would want it to be catered towards the people who are into basketball, right? Like, Phoebe won't buy these basketball shoes. So if I put it on, the chances of, like, in a regular website, if I put, like, just basketball shoes on, like, let's say if it's New York Times and I'm talking and I put basketball shoes on or something like that, nobody will see it. Nobody will. If I put it in Malaysia, chances are, because basketball is not a huge sport in Malaysia, people won't buy this shoe. The thing is, it's the reason why people want to pay for, like, the reason why Facebook is so huge, the reason why Google is so huge, is because they cater ads towards people. We use their services because it helps that way. Look, the only reason why they're able to sustain such a large operation, have this whole service free, is because people are willing to pay ads, because it goes to people, like ads work, you know what I mean? It goes to the person who actually wants it the most. And you can't do that without profiling it.
You're saying that ad companies wouldn't want to sell their ads, put their ads on Facebook, unless they were being catered to specific people?
I mean, you're not going to get any sales, right? Why would you pay for an ad that doesn't get any sales? It's increased cost, lack of revenue.
But I think it's only really recently that ads are run like that. Think about all in the past when companies would put ads out in newspapers or on TV. It wasn't like these specific newspapers or magazines were going to be delivered to, like, their perfect customer that is right up their alley, you know? It's more of like a... like, these ads weren't being catered to a very specific consumer the way it is now. And especially if it's infringing on those consumers' rights to privacy, I think there's a huge issue.
So one of the issues, yeah, I completely understand, but one of the issues of, like, this capitalist society, the fact that we have a stock market and IPO and everything, and I can explain that a little bit more in the future, is that when you're buying into a company, let's say, like, if you want to be a shareholder of a company, you're expecting them to improve constantly. You want their share price to increase because you're expecting their revenue from for the next year or the next quarter to be better than what it was previously. And so it is constantly driving these companies, these tech companies, to improve constantly, right? They have to gain revenue in various different ways. Now, if you see Netflix or if you see these Spotify, there's no ads there. They're not like profiling you because they have nothing to sell apart from their service. And we don't mind paying for their service because they we think their service is good enough, you know, if that makes sense. Now, when it comes to something like Facebook or Google or something that we use constantly, and imagine if they had to, if you pay like a cent per Google search or something, then probably they might not even ask for ads. But at this point, we don't have to use their services. That's what my whole point is, we don't have to. Like, there's no need for us to use Instagram, Facebook, or anything. They have legal terms and agreements before you sign or make an account, and we all sign it without looking at it, right? We don't care because we care more about the service that they provide, and we utilize them than caring about our privacy. Well, if it really matters, we wouldn't be in Instagram right now. Why do we need Instagram?
I don't know. Well, listen, like, I don't think there's any circumstance where I would give a flying fuck about an 86-page term of agreements, right?
Yeah. No, sorry. Keep going. You can keep. Is that?
Yeah, I'll continue.
Okay.
I get it. I get it.
But what I'm saying is no. Even if you, okay, fine. Even if you don't read the terms and agreement, you know right now that they're looking, they're like watching, they're like your privacy is infringed, you know, upon.
Yeah, or whatever you believe is your moral.
No, if you take an issue with it, why are you on the app? If you have no, like, you don't have any legal obligation to stay on the app, right? They're not forcing you to stay on the app. Why are you using it if it really matters to you?
But aren't the terms, this is sort of not connected necessarily, but aren't the terms of service themselves kind of dangerous, considering that they're pretty much impossible to read, they're so long, and that they could be putting in these tiny little things that infringe on your privacy? Don't you think that in general is potentially dangerous?
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, even if it is, even if it's easy to read, they're saying that they're taking your like information away. My question is, why are you still using it? Like, that's my biggest question. You know, you said that, oh, people already know what their hobbies are. They already know what their interests are. So we don't need Instagram or Facebook to tell us what they are.
Uh-huh.
I promise you, like, okay, so... Elon Musk said this in his podcast with Joe Rogan, that our phones are basically a cyborg, or we're basically cyborgs because our phone is like an extension of us, right? It connects us to the internet. We basically can't, we're reliant on our phones, right?
Okay.
If I go onto your phone, I already know it's your phone because it's catered towards your liking. Your Instagram feed and my Instagram feed would be different because it's already catered to our different likings. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Meaning that even an entertainment form of social media app, which is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, these things are, the reason why we keep going back to it is because it's so enticing for ourselves. Does that make sense? Like, we're so interested in it because they catered it towards us.
But like, if you're saying that we're reliant on our phones and that's just an extension of us, then how is it ethical for Apple to be listening to our conversations through our phones if everyone's reliant on it? It's not something we can just give up, if that's what the logic you're using.
I mean, parasitic. I would say it's... Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's important for us to use internet for, like, educational purposes and entertainment purposes, sure. But social media specifically is not necessary.
So then your
I don't think so.
So then is your solution that you either need to get down with the fact that we're being listened in on or to just quit using social media? Like, I don't think those exactly are the only solutions. I think if they're violating privacy laws, then that should be fixed. And then we can continue to use these platforms without there being an invasion of privacy.
In addition, if they're not violating privacy laws, then those laws should be updated. Because technology is constantly changing, which means laws need to constantly change. in regards to technology.
I think that's true. I'd agree with that.
There's no reason for these social media apps to give out their service for free without doing what they're doing, if that makes sense. There's if you're willing to pay for Facebook or whatever the price they would do if they had a monthly subscription or something like that, then sure. But like, they're giving this, you're not paying a cent to Facebook for using their app. You're not paying a cent to Instagram. And so this is their payment in a certain sense. Like, it costs a lot to host, to keep updating the app, to have people running the app, to have data silos to ensure that the Facebook is running fluently. And we're doing that with no cost. We're not paying nothing. We're paying with our privacy. And if you don't like that, you can get out of it. Like, I don't understand why Facebook needs to change.
I'll give you that point, and I think that's why we are where we are right now, because when it all comes down to it, people don't want to pay for subscriptions to these things. So that's why.
Not only that, I think people don't really care about their privacy. Like, people, they don't. We know that they're taking our privacy, and we're still using the app. So like, it's not that big of a deal. We'd rather care about like the instant gratification that we get from Instagram and liking and stuff, rather than like actually getting off of it. So it doesn't.
I think people care about privacy, but they care about money more, and that's what it comes down to, I think.
Well, okay, let's look at it from the consumer only, because what you say about like people caring about money, that's not about the consumer really, right? Are you talking about the shareholders and?
I'm talking about the consumer, the person paying for the subscription.
I think we would all agree with the option of, you know, a subscription, you know, version of Facebook where there's like less, you know, invasion of our rights.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, but then I would say I'd bring up all the subscription-based services where you still get ads, like Hulu. You pay for TV, you still get TV. I mean, you still get commercials coming up on your TV. You pay for your subscription to the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you still get ads on that. So it's not like this inescapable thing.
That's a good point, yeah.
That is a good point.
All right, so for our last topic today, we want to talk a little bit about something that Phoebe is actually pretty passionate about.
I'm not passionate about this.
She's super passionate. She doesn't stop talking about it.
Herself. We've probably talked about this a total of like two times, I think. I don't know why I'm being labeled as the...
So that topic is about life as some sort of simulation. So... I'm not exactly sure what that means, to be honest, but Phoebe, would you like to explain sort of what that's about?
Okay, I would just like to state before I discuss this that, for the record, I am not as passionate about this topic as, like, Audie has made it out to be. I think I've had one or two conversations with him about it, so I don't know how he got that idea. But if we are on the topic, I guess I'll say that... Like, I think there's a real possibility that this could be a simulation. And Elon Musk even says that there's a 1 in a billion chance that this is base reality. That we're not in a simulation. And, you know, there's actually... evidence, you say. Okay, well, there was a paper that was published on the Philosophical Quarterly, which is actually like a really legit journal, okay? And what's this guy's name?
She did do a research.
I didn't do research. I needed to jog my memory, so I looked up this one paper. But anyways, this paper that was published in this really legit journal by this dude named. This person named...
This is all staying in, by the way.
Nick Bostrom. Nick Bostrom, okay. And in it, he outlines his whole, like, thought process about why there's, like, a 20% chance that we're in a simulation. And then the other 80% chance is that... Or the other 80% is accounted for by the possibilities that either humans go extinct or went extinct before... Or that humans will go extinct before they can actually, like, run a simulation this big. Or that humans chose not or choose not to run simulations because of the ethics behind it and the fact that, like, there's a lot of suffering in the world and that stuff would feel real to, like, the simulated Sims version of the humans.
So if this were to be a simulation, I assume you mean a computer simulation. Mm-hmm. Like, who would...
Oh, it doesn't have to be, though. It doesn't have to be a computer.
What other type of simulation would it be?
We don't know, though, right? We didn't know of a computer until 200 years ago.
Like 100 years ago. Who would be running it?
Like, more advanced version of us, I guess.
The people who are in the base reality.
What? The what?
The people who are in the base reality. Okay, the way I think about it, I think it's... You actually don't know what I'm saying? You can't hear it?
No, you just...
It's funny.
I don't know what the base reality is.
Base reality is like the real world, like the non-simulated world.
Okay.
I feel like if this goes in, we're going to end up sounding like fools.
This topic might get cut.
Wait.
Let me just say my point, and then if you want to cut it, you can cut it.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't know if it matters whether or not we are in a simulation right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the way in which technology is progressing and how rapid it is these days, and the fact that I think virtual reality could be so it could progress so far that it could be a situation where we can't distinguish what is virtual and what is reality. You know? And because of how far the technology is going, we could be, if we're not the base reality, we could simulate more, like, simulations, if that makes sense. Because if we think that our world right now is boring, we can simulate worlds that are more interesting than us.
And, you know?
And so that's where the argument comes from, why we might be in a simulation, because we might have the capability of making a simulation for ourselves, like the games that we play, and things that we do to make ourselves our lives more interesting. It could have been such that somebody had done that for us, and we're living in a simulation right now.
So if we were able to create like a simulation to make a better world for ourselves, would we be able to put ourselves into that simulation, or would it use other beings in the simulation?
There's that difference.
It can be anything, right? So the thing is, like, when we're playing a video game, right, there are first-person Call of Duty games, we're already putting ourselves into that game, you know? But we know how to distinguish what is reality and what is a game. We are. I mean, it is a world that we want to play in, right? It's already a simulation.
I would not want to be in that world, though.
How do you survive? Like, how do you eat?
No, but then there are other games like GTA, right? That are so similar to what life is like right now.
We're just using like avatars. Like that's not a. I don't think of this as the same thing.
Yeah, there's a difference between, you know, actual like simulations where the things, like the characters themselves, have lives of their own, and like, you know.
I mean, like, the guy in GTA isn't, like, going home to his wife at the end of the night and, like, doing stuff. Like, he's just there while you're playing the game.
But, like, okay, to... That can be the same thing, though. Like, that can just be a simulation of a world in which you don't, you know? His meaning is defined by running through six people on the sidewalk. Like, that's his meaning in life.
It's like Sisyphus rolling the stone up the up the hill.
Like, when I think of life as a simulation, I think of the Black Mirror episode when they, like, it's the simulation when they're, like, trying to find,
the Hang the DJ
a girlfriend.
Episode.
Yeah, that one. And, like, when I think about that, like, it's definitely a cool concept, but, like, I don't understand how that would be possible.
Well, I
what do you
think,
mean? What would be possible?
I think...
How's that not possible?
We just... The question, I think, is... We just don't know if we are in one. And I think... It's pretty impossible... It'd be pretty impossible to know.
But that's why it's so, like... that's why I don't want to entertain this question, because I'd rather just assume that we're in base reality because we don't know what we don't know.
And
there's
even
no
if,
point in saying... what if, because there's no point.
And if even if we aren't in like base reality, whatever that means, like everything we do still has like consequences. We still feel real things. So we'd have to treat it as like it is real.
It does relate to the idea of free will and if we have free will, which I think is something that we've talked about in relation to this in the past, but that's a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if it were a computer program. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that if it all were based on a computer program, then I guess we would not have free will.
Yeah.
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 Yo.
And that computer is biology.
True. So you don't believe in free will?
What is free will?
Okay, and that will be the end of thanks for tuning in.
All right,
good shit, guys.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for coming on, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you.